It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Reduced enrollment or a mid-year tuition increase? That's the choice the California State University could face if voters reject Governor Jerry Brown's November tax measure. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento on the discussion set for today's Board of Trustees meeting.
You've heard of trigger cuts. Now there's a trigger on a trigger, a $150 per semester tuition increase to meet a potential $250 million cut. That's one proposal CSU trustees are looking at. The other would reduce enrollment by 3%, or about 6,000 students. Robert Turnage is with the CSU Chancellor's Office.
We have reached a point where it's nothing but difficult trade-offs involved in having to confront this very real possibility of the trigger cut.
On the other hand, Turnage says this year's tuition increase could be reversed if the tax measure passes. That would make the CSU eligible for some extra money under the newly approved state budget. Trustees likely won't take any action until they meet again in September. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California still has high rates of home foreclosures, but the state does not show up on a recent list of the country's top 10 new foreclosure capitals. The list, released by Forbes, is dominated by cities in Florida. The data is based on which cities have the biggest backlog of foreclosures. Darren Bloomquist is with Realty Track, which compiled the numbers. He says California doesn't have that problem.
Many markets in California have been able to process the foreclosures faster than other states. There's a lot of Florida cities in that top 20 because they have a much slower foreclosure process in California, which has created a bigger backlog of shadow inventory in that state, whereas California has been more efficient.
Bloomquist says Florida and other judicial states where foreclosures are processed through the court system will soon experience big spikes in repossessions. That's the KRCB California update.